Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Debt deal pushback.
This is the Fiscal Irresponsibility Act.
Some unaccounted for in Iowa building collapse.
Full collapse is a question of when, not if.
Search for suspects in Florida beach shooting.
We do need the community's help.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. In a key test of the debt limit agreement reached by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the House Rules Committee is debating the package right now. Freedom Caucus Chair Scott Perry criticizes the deal and compromises by House Speaker McCarthy.
This deal fails completely. And that's why these members and others will be absolutely opposed to the deal, and we will do everything in our power to stop it.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where the president's budget director calls the deal a win for the American people.
I think this compromise agreement is reasonable for both sides.
As Republican leaders fend off attacks on the deal from conservatives, Shalanda Young says Biden aides are now aiming to assuage skeptical Democrats.
The Japanese government issued an emergency warning for residents of Okinawa today, saying a missile had been launched from North Korea. South Korea's military says North Korea fired what it called a space launch vehicle toward the south. Search crews again at the site of a partially collapsed building in Davenport, Iowa, after the mayor says five people are unaccounted for, with two possibly inside the building. Linda Felixiak does not know where her son is.
As far as I know, he's under the rubble, so I want him to get him out.
CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Engineers warn the debris pile is actually holding up the remaining structure, and a full collapse is a question of when, not if.
Be careful, because this building is going to collapse. This building is going to collapse at its own time.
The mayor was asked how any survivors may have been missed.
I don't know. Believe me, though, I want to know.
He has promised a full investigation.
The search is on for three more people who could be connected to the shooting of nine people, including four children, in Hollywood, Florida on Memorial Day. Hollywood police spokesperson Dina Bedesetsky says it happened when a fight broke out between two groups. Two suspects are in custody, but
at this point, we do need the community's help. We are looking for three individuals who we believe may be related to the shooting.
Russia says a series of drones used to target wealthy districts in Moscow caused only light damage. It was the first time residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital in the war against Ukraine. The Kremlin, meantime, conducted a third attack on Kyiv within 24 hours. Elizabeth Holmes enters a Texas prison to begin an 11-year sentence for a notorious blood testing hoax. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 51 points. NASDAQ rose 42. Now this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, guaranteed.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia and is continuing to live at home with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter. CBS's Allison Keyes has more.
The Carter Center says in a statement that the 95-year-old wife of former President Jimmy Carter has dementia and that she is continuing to live happily at home with her husband. Rosalynn Carter once spoke about being a partner to Mr. Carter during his campaigns for Georgia governor and for president.
And I could tell him about the impressions that I had gotten about different states.
Mrs. Carter is a longtime advocate for mental health. Former President Jimmy Carter began home hospice care in February. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The Crew Dragon spacecraft undocks from the International Space Station after a week-long mission.
Dragon, SpaceX on the big loop, depart burn zero, nominal.
Ready, copy, and thank you for the hospitality.
The four astronauts of the private AX-2 SpaceX Dragon are expected to splash down off Florida's coast late tonight. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Horse Racing's Oversight Authority says it's investigating after 12 horse deaths in the past month at Churchill Downs. Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority CEO Lisa Lazarus.
We've called for a veterinary summit today to be led by FISA's Director of Equine Safety and Welfare, but also attended by all of the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission veterinarians and the Churchill Downs veterinary team.
They're also sending a track superintendent to do an independent analysis of the surfaces. A three-judge federal appeals panel in New York clears the way for Purdue Pharma to settle thousands of legal claims over the toll of opioids. They've overturned a lower court's ruling that found bankruptcy courts did not have the authority to protect members of the Sackler family who own the company. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
They will avoid all the lawsuits, thousands and thousands of lawsuits that have been brought against the company and against the Sacklers for what the damage was that was caused by their drug, OxyContin.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Comes with a lot of plastic that can wind up in landfills. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the story of Raiz, a New York Mexican restaurant that's going greener.
Diners can order takeout in containers that can be reused instead of being thrown away.
I love like giving people the option.
Owner Nick Johnson partnered with a company called Deliver Zero, which works with 200 restaurants in New York and Colorado.
If we can make reuse easier than recycling and more transparent, people will adopt the system.
CEO Lauren Sweeney says diners are charged a dollar per order and can return containers to any Deliver Zero restaurant to be sanitized and reused.
They're designed for up to 1,000 uses, and we have a 98% return rate.
Johnson says the environmentally friendly option is also friendly for his bottom line. That's because Deliver Zero charges just a few cents per use, far less than having to buy new single-use packaging.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.